I'm seeing so many posts of people being like, just because it's the new year doesn't mean you have to set goals.
And I'm like, they it doesn't have to mean to change things.
Okay, but I feel like that's such a bad way of looking at it.
No, you're right.
Ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, guys.
So we're in an even newer, new-ish setup. Okay, I am now in between these two.
Because you guys complained.
Yes.
No, but you gave constructive criticism that I agreed with.
You said it looks a little cramped and you guys look...
We couldn't, like...
You couldn't,
Amy
couldn't look at everyone. I was like...
So this, I think, is better.
So tell us.
It's actually kind of fun.
If you love it.
Yeah.
What are we going to do when Lisa joins us?
I already thought about it.
We'll just have to put that back there.
You did. Okay. Errol already thought about it. Okay. Love it.
I don't know.
Love it.
That's why we love Older Sister of Sisters.
Love to see it.
They think about everything.
Oh.
They do.
This is episode 194 because my sources just confirmed it to me. And I promptly thought it was 184. And then I remembered it was 194. And we're here today to talk to you about our vibes, our vibrational frequencies going into 2024.
Our spirits.
Hey, our spirits.
Our brother.
And where they are.
Alex tried to outlaw us saying vibes and said we should only say spirit.
I don't agree.
He thinks it's like bad.
Listen, everyone has their own opinions in this
But
life.
He also says salve when you see him instead of hello. So just only
everyone
Catholics
has
will get
their
it.
Own
if Betsy watches this. She watches a lot of them. Hey, Betsy.
If you're here.
That's our sister-in-law.
Anyway. So yeah, we're here today to speak about what our vibes are for this year. And then at the end of this year, people watch us back and be like, we were dead wrong and we were dead right.
Oh, gosh. Wait, so, what do you think?
We'll see. It's not being dead wrong or right. I'm not predicting the future.
Are you predicting the future?
What I'm thinking right now and want to do right now.
And see what happens.
Here's my question. How dead wrong or dead right were you last year?
Oh, I was dead wrong.
Tell me what you thought. What did you think?
Well, I just made a bunch of goals and I did none of them and didn't really try for most of them.
Yes.
What about you?
I've done word of the year so many years in a row, and my word last year was nothing short of prophetic.
No, what?
That's too strong a word, but really, honestly, kind of was. Like, my word described my entire, spiritual theme for the year.
Because
I really think if you pray about
minimal
it.
Or something?
No, it was decrease.
Oh.
It was based on the Bible verse, he must increase, I must decrease. My whole year was like, minimalism, contentment, simplicity, budgeting, frugality, like really just embracing a simpler version of life. And I feel like I radically changed in the last year.
Cute. Oh, yeah. So. You are minimalist growing.
Yeah.
That's
I
associate with you.
Yes. Love it. I wanted to be that for years and I thought about it. And then last year, I feel like I really started putting it into practice. So, yeah.
Cute.
Simple.
I just looked at mine from last year. I'm trying to think of how dead wrong I was. I think in one way I was dead wrong because I felt like this promise for the year and then literally one of the most stressful years.
I was going to say that.
Of my entire life. But there was two things. Okay. So spiritually I wanted to grow a lot and I don't think I did a very good job. I was like, I got to go to adoration. Then I only went a couple times, which was more than I'd gone the year before.
That's good though. Yeah.
So it was an improvement, but it went down the toilet. But I said something about marriage, and Nick and I had our best year of growth in our marriage ever, 2023. So that was good. And then I said pelvic floor healing.
Oh.
And my pelvic floor physical therapist in 2023 said I didn't have to see her anymore.
Whoa. Wait, really?
For the time being.
But that's great.
Not because I was perfectly healed, just because I was doing really well. So, but when I think of dead wrong,
Well, you really put your whole pelvic floor into your pelvic floor healing.
Did you choose a word though? Or did you not choose?
I didn't choose a word.
I've never chosen a word for the year.
The word of last of 2023 was terror.
Yeah.
I was terrorized. Panic. Every day.
That was a lot.
That was bad.
I did Saint of the Year and I got this one that was scripture. And it was actually really good. I got really into the Bible last year, which was good.
Cool.
But this year, guys, I got St. John of the Cross.
Oh my God.
I'm so afraid.
That's like Dark Night of the Soul.
Dark Night of the Soul got like locked in a closet, like scared.
Yeah, that's scary.
What? So I'm like, what does this
but
mean?
But he really like had deep spirituality and like grew a lot in that closet.
Locked in a closet.
No, I don't think that's what it means, Aime, but
I don't know. I got that. I was like, ah.
I love him.
I got to read his Dark Night of the Soul or something.
It's really good. Maybe that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
read the book. Yeah. Maybe that's all it means. It's nothing deep.
Maybe.
You know? Anyway, we're going to tell you. So that was a little bit of a recap. We did a full recap a couple episodes ago of 2023. But
I think that was our last episode.
Or maybe the last one you saw.
Two episodes ago,
but you can watch that for the full one. So in this episode, we're going to do...
Watch that one before you watch this one.
Our hopes and dreams to come.
Resolutions.
New year, new me. House is perfectly clean. This is trim. I feel slim after one trip to the gym.
New year, new me. House is perfectly clean.
Waist is trim or thin?
Trim. I feel slim after one trip to the gym.
It's satire, guys. Life.
Gonna read it every night.
Ready to dominate the... Kill the competition
and dominate my life.
Woo.
That's our song, New Year, New Me, that Lisa wrote. And I choreographed a wonderful video. You posted that. I saw on Instagram. It has a million views.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Me when that was her flaming all of us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, guys, Lisa flamed us in that song because
she's like, oh, you do this part because this is you.
Like, she didn't randomly pick what lines we did. Like, mine was like, I'll trust someone for once to get something done right. And I was, remember when I first listened through, she's telling us we're
doing what? You want to tell us what I'm mad to their face?
I was like... What the heck, Lisa? But yeah, she's like, I'll tell someone. She did things that I don't think she told us. She knew we had like a problem with or something, and then she put them in the song, which was so funny.
That was wild.
What was yours?
I didn't have one.
You didn't sing in the song?
In that one, I didn't have like a...
Oh, like a flaming moment.
It's really
funny.
It might
have been like...
Like she did that in... Single and Valentine's Day, she did that too.
That was good. That was a good one.
Okay, that was
good. We need to do a new musical number.
Yeah.
If you guys have an idea
for... Do one about, like, moms.
Motherhood musical.
Lisa so funny.
Motherhood the musical.
Lisa would kill that. That would be so funny.
A really good idea.
Yeah. It was... Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll do Motherhood the musical or... Yes. I don't know.
The way Lisa writes is just for the... musical, it's sort of like a musical.
Her musical
and then
theater
I
ways.
Used to choreograph like kids shows in theater, so it's just like a match made in heaven. Yeah. It's just so fun and so
the rest of us bozos are just there.
Well, yeah.
And then those losers
we bring our star talent our star
no,
talent
so
to
good.
The
it's
kick line
it's so good. Oh, no, yes. Everyone's theatrical.
I almost tried to do toe touches in the cheer.
That was too good.
We like 1 inch off the ground.
I know. Oh, I was watching that a bunch of times in a row looking at each of us. I know everyone does that. You watch it like 5 times in a row and watch all of us what we do. Okay. If you want to support us and you want to get way more content, just saying, you got to join our Patreon. It's linked in the description, patreon.com/Cimarelli. Every single full episode is available on there and we have a lot of cool stuff on Patreon. We do a exclusive patrons only live stream every single month. We always try to show you guys like snippets of something that nobody knows about or like tell you, like Kath told the gender on that live stream.
That was wild.
Before the video came out, it was so
that was like
wild.
like a month before.
We show like clips of like whatever like songs we're working on, like stuff that no one else would hear. So it is a really cool like exclusive behind the scenes kind of thing. And then on Mondays we have exclusive content. We were thinking of changing it. Right now it's Q&A's with each of us. We might change it to a question of the week that we all answer every week, or one of us, we're trying to figure it out. But we do some kind of content with each of us on Mondays. And then there's a bunch of like past series on there as well. Like there's really good stuff. There's Throwback Thursday, guys, the Wacky Wednesdays from
oh
Lisa.
My gosh.
Oh my gosh, it's wild. So good. So anyway, if you want to get every full episode of the podcast, all the full episodes are on there. As you guys know, every other week we upload half an episode onto YouTube and the other full, the whole, yeah, you get what I'm saying, is on patreon.com/Cimarelli, linked in the description. So if you want to check that out, it's really, we really, really appreciate our patrons. Like, you guys are so supportive. It means so much to us. And it's very helpful for us. It really supports the podcast. And also, there's a lot of content on there. Just saying. So check it out. Linked in the description, patreon.com/Cimarelli. So let's do our highs and lows, and then we're getting into our main topic. So first, we're going to tell you our highs and lows of the week.
I actually have had a good week. Okay. It was good.
Oh,
I've done a lot, seen a lot, hung out a lot. I don't really know. There's
Amy,
no.
Give us a high.
I was going to say.
Please.
Amy, they want details.
My high is so many things, but that
you I produced
read in my
a song
room and I produced in my cool new room.
Oh, you read your
oh,
room.
Oh, yeah, she read her room and it was a sleigh.
It is a sleigh. Thank you, Christina.
Well, you read your bed.
Well, I like
your whole room.
The picture she took.
I like finished
the picture she posted last night where it was like dark, but the lights on her bed were on. That was a sleigh.
Thank you. It is a sleigh.
I was like, wait, is this Amy's account? Wait, she did two really good pics in a row. She did the pic in the sun.
Wait, what pic?
The selfie.
She was like sitting there in the sun,
Your Honor.
And she was like,
oh, yeah.
And then she did her bed, and I was like, whoa, this is art.
But then she didn't say that my demo for Girls Like Me was a sleigh in the middle.
I didn't hear that one. I'm sorry.
I didn't really listen through the whole thing, but I remember I was
like,
it sent me back in time, and I was like, what was this song? I forgot.
You'll have to hear it. my low is that I couldn't get myself to go to bed until like 1 the other night, and now that I have really dark curtains, I sleep really late instead of waking up early, so I slept until 9 from 1, and it was like I woke up very kerbobbled.
Yikes. Missed the whole day.
And yeah, other things that happened over the weekend were definitely a low when I got sent into a tizzy, and I was it was, y'all should not have seen it. You should not have been there.
From what?
You would have done the same. From seeing an unexpected person around the town that I've not seen. I was like, wah! For a while.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
You flushed down the toilet?
Yes, I did.
You flushed yourself down. Why is there just one grocery store in this town? I was only trying to get some milk.
Okay, do you guys feel like when you see someone that you don't want to see...
Oh, gosh.
It's, you, do you, A, avoid them, or B, force yourself to talk to them because you feel better?
Avoid, run,
well, do you
hide.
Not
talk.
Want to see them
talk
because...
Talk to them, oh my gosh.
Do you not want to see them because why?
Just because it's awkward.
Why is it awkward?
Because
you hate
them? Because
you haven't
talked.
Got a lot of enemies.
No, because
it's just you
like
them
you
and you haven't talked.
Used to be close and you haven't talked
I don't know,
time.
There's just like weird vibes.
Oh, I would definitely say hi.
Yeah.
Hey,
you feel so much better
you
if
you have
say
to
hi,
just,
but it's
you say
so
hi,
awkward.
You give him a big smile.
No.
You're like, hey, how's it going? Oh my gosh, yeah, I have so much going on.
I don't know.
Okay,
no.
I don't do
my
that.
My hi comes out like, hey! That's what happens.
No, definitely. I'm like, oh, my life is going so well.
And it was so awkward because they were saying something and I couldn't hear them.
Oh,
and I had to repeat
that.
It like 4 times.
Can you repeat
that? Yeah, I was like, oh.
You just smiled.
And I was
hard.
Talking about like my roommate, LMAO. And it was like they didn't know my roommate, but they definitely know my roommate. And I've been at my house a million times.
So weird.
And it's so awkward.
Okay, that's weird.
That was the low.
That's weird.
It's like, I don't just think that my roommate.
They're like, oh, who's that? Never seen
it. Okay, I'll go. Went too slow. my low is that my sleep schedule is so disturbed now. Because, like, we just got back to working this week from being on break for a while. Guys, I was up till 7 a.m.
Whoa.
On New Year's Eve.
Oh my
was I out partying, you may ask? No.
We got home at, like, 12:30.
I was sitting in my house, okay? But I was up till 7. And many days in the past few weeks, I've been up till like 3 or 4. So now I'm trying to wake up,
I was up
at a normal time. And it's so hard. And I can't fall asleep till like 1 at least. And I'm trying to go to bed, but it's just not happening. So then now I have sleep anxiety because I'm like, I need to fall asleep so I can actually sleep.
That.
And then it makes it worse. And I'm like,
No.
I heard that
problem.
You just have to start waking up earlier and then you will fall asleep earlier.
I mean, I don't want to be up early.
I know you don't.
I wake up, I'm tired.
I know, but I'm saying you need time that'll make you go to sleep earlier.
I know, that's what I need to do. But I need to fix that, and it's stressing me out so much. And my mornings are just like, because I'm like, I didn't sleep. And then I'm anxious, too, about not sleeping. So then I have worse sleep, and I just feel worse. So
that is such an annoying
That's not giving.
Definitely not giving.
Do you ever try magnesium?
No.
I just watched a bunch of videos
magnesium
about...
Magnesium is my life.
Magnesium
my
life. Glycinate. If you take, like, they have, like, these gummies, and there's, like, powder. If you take that before you go to bed, apparently it's, like, scientifically proven. It's, like, a natural, you know, it's mineral. But in the form of glycinate,
I feel like I'm
it's good
too
for sleep.
Anxious.
No, it helps
yes,
you,
yes.
Yeah.
It's like nature's anxiety meds.
And it, like...
Yes,
it's supposed
real.
To be, like, a muscle... Not
it
relaxer, but, like...
You can put on lotion with it, actually. It's kind of itchy.
Yeah, you should try it.
Okay.
Because I start taking it, and then I just noticed I felt...
I religiously take it.
Yeah.
And what's
it helps you sleep, for sure.
And then the sleepy time extra that you're not supposed to drive after.
Whoa.
Do that.
Okay, maybe I'll do that. But it's not even that I'm not tired, though.
Yeah, but it's just you need to relax.
No, these help you relax. All these help you not... Trust me. I've had the same problem. With the kids, you get sleep anxiety when your kid doesn't sleep. And you're like, I'm not, because you're like, I'm going to be woken up
in
the
morning. Yeah, like I
have to sleep. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to be woken up at this time. So every moment that passes, so you get really anxious. So I know.
The sunset scares.
The feeling.
That's what I say. Oh, that's sad.
That's sad.
It's horrible.
So yeah, that's my low, but we'll figure it out.
Definitely.
My high is that... I feel like I had a few highs. I'll just say that I started drinking water.
Oh, my God.
And I have so much more energy now.
Wait, really?
I think from drinking water. I don't think you guys realize. Some people like you, like a fish,
made me thirsty.
Drink water every second of your life. Oh, I'm so thirsty. I must drink water. How can you guys live? No, no, no. I have gone years. I don't drink one cup of water in an entire day.
That is not right.
Ever. Like once a year. Not really.
Guys,
like
why
once
are we all
a week,
suddenly
maybe.
Thirsty? We're like, gotta drink water.
That made me thirsty.
You talking about like, someone yawns.
I'm not thirsty. Why do I need to drink 10 gallons of water? But I started doing it and I realized I am thirsty. I just didn't realize.
Guys, here's my hack.
It was repressed thirst.
I think drinking out of a blue cup makes you drink more water. In my experience, I've had water bottles of all different colors.
Wait,
and I
are
swear,
you serious?
I think it's because blue is such a cooling, like
is
refreshing
the
color. And I think it
water,
hypnotizes my brain. Like, ooh, that looks so good.
I
swear
that.
I drink
Wait,
more
what
water out of this water
you
bottle.
You might be right.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a blue water bottle like ever, and now I feel like I drink more water. So.
Yeah, I have to use these cups. I don't like water bottles. I can't do the Stanley. Because it's way too trendy, and I'm just not that girl.
I used to have one of those cups.
I just like these. It's just like a normal cup. ASMR.
Yeah, I love those.
Can you hear that?
Lord, Christine.
Okay, let's go. Let's move on.
Okay,
what's my
sorry.
High low?
Yeah,
actually, don't feel like I had much of a low this week.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like I have a couple highs. What's my eye? Maybe my morning. That's so boring. Is that too boring? That my morning routine is just great now.
Ooh.
Back on track.
No, that is a high. That
high.
Should be celebrated.
It's so boring though. But yeah, every morning, I'm working out. I'm walking.
Oh.
I'm moving.
Can't catch
every single
her.
Morning, and it just is so much better. Like literally, I can't even tell you how much my life has improved because of that. I got my journaling, I got my exercising, and I'm just, my mind is clear, just great.
I love it.
So that's my high, is like every morning is pretty amazing, now that I'm on top of it. And if I get a little, like something, Barrett woke me up one night, so I slept in a little bit. So then I just do a dance video with the kids, and it's so fun.
Feeds two birds.
It's so fun, like so fun. And I don't have to wake up early for that either. So anyway, great mornings. I don't even know what my low is.
Wow.
I'm having a really good week, just saying. When you what?
When you were trying to watch the basketball game with Tristan and she kept running onto the court.
That's not low.
It was not a low, but it was just funny.
That's not a low. My low is that I can't stop ordering perfume samples.
Wow, that's low.
No, it was low because
oh no.
The other night I was like, you have to stop.
Wow.
I've never had a problem with buying things. So I was like, you have to be stopped.
Mm.
So I have a problem.
You know what? The first step is admitting it.
Okay, cool. So that's my next.
My low is that I have a sinus infection.
That is a rip.
I mean, I've been on antibiotics for like 5 or 6 days now. So it doesn't like hurt a ton. It just kind of feels, I still just feel like it's still there.
Mm. Yeah,
so I'm like,
tough.
Ugh, it just keeps going. But
sorry, Kai.
It's okay. What was my high? Oh, I had an ultrasound on Monday. And I got to see my son.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He was in a really weird position at like the anatomy scan. So I couldn't really see his face. And this time I could really see his profile. And it really like struck me. I was like, oh, it just looks so real. So human.
Do you think it looked like the twins or no?
Yeah. He had like the little, like the same little like button nose as them.
That would be so weird if he looks just like
them. I know. Max and I are predicting, maybe we're just like, oh, we really want him to look like super different than them. But I'm like, looked
some
at him and I was like
that.
It's like, Max, you and I don't have a lot of variety. We both have like similar skin tone, dark brown hair. Like,
yeah.
I mean, well, the coloring is almost a guarantee.
Your kids?
Yeah.
Look
but
exactly
our features
like
are different.
I would think your kids would look.
Yeah.
The features is what I'm
wondering. Blonde hair. What the heck? We both have such dark hair.
Oh, yeah. It is kind of like.
Wait, do you and him have really different lips?
I don't know.
I don't think they're that different.
Our noses are very different.
Your nose are very different.
His nose is more like long and like straight, and mine is like more like a pinch nose.
But you don't know what his lips look like?
Because
I can tell you.
Remember.
She can't remember, Christina.
Nick has the lips. Nick's got the lips.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
Good for you.
Can't remember.
Cool. You can't remember? Because I was like, wow, Nick, you really
haven't looked at them in a while.
Well, maybe they're just like medium, like not really this or that.
They don't really stand out to me. Like, it's not like when you're like, whoa, that person doesn't have lips, or like,
so medium.
Whoa, that person has giant lips.
I can't believe you don't know. I'm just wondering if you're like, oh, he has way more thin lips. I don't. So it's like, okay,
no, I think they're both. I think we're both kind of in the middle, you know?
Yeah, I feel like they'll probably just end up looking like triplets.
Okay, so maybe. Not that many options.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Wait, did we just go through?
Did you guys know that I'm having a boy? Did you see that? Hopefully you saw.
You better have seen our weird.
Apparently, we never even said that I was pregnant on almost a Tumblr.
Well, TikTok.
TikTok. People are like, wait, what? So
yeah, I had to announce it way because I forgot.
LOL. Funny.
All right, guys. So this year, new me.
Yes.
House is perfectly clean.
Yes. I can't wait.
What does the new year mean to you? So are you one of those people who go... I love saying something that's not even that sappy, but just mildly. And then Lauren always goes like,
"It was because you say it in the weirdest way."
Yes, you do.
What does the new year mean to you?
Okay, I was trying to say, what kind of a new year person are you?
Oh,
okay. It's interesting you say that because I feel like, tell me if you guys have seen this too. More than ever on social media, I'm seeing so many posts of people being like, just because it's the new year doesn't mean you have to set goals. You don't have to do resolutions. Don't put pressure on yourself. And I'm like, oh, man, that's sad. Like, I feel like it's like people think it's like, well, I'm saying like it sounds like for a lot of people, it's like this pressureful thing. Like,
yes.
I'm a horrible person and I need to step it up and change everything because I hate myself and my life.
No, I think
but
and I'm like,
they
it
probably
doesn't
do
have to
need to change things.
Well, okay, but I feel like that's such a bad way of looking at it.
No, you're right. You're right, but I think what most people do is they go, okay, I hate my life. Now it's the new year. This is my chance. Here's all my crazy goals, and they're all big, all or nothing, unrealistic goals.
Yeah.
And then they don't do any of their goals, and they feel guilty the whole time. And then at the end, they're like, I am a piece of trash, which you're not.
But then you redo it again.
Yeah, and then you do the whole all or nothing thing all over again.
I think, okay, to answer the question, the type of New Year's person that I am is, I maybe used to be more like that. When I was in my eating disorder, I probably was more like that. Mm-hmm. More like self-loathing.
Motivated from self.
Yeah, yeah, like, let me punish myself.
Rip. Dislike.
Oh, that's sad. Don't laugh at that, Kat. That's sad. But but nowadays, I feel like I think of my life as like, okay, the year is stretching out ahead of me. How can I enjoy this year? Like, can I do to make this year a good experience for me and, like, support myself? And, like for me, I'm thinking of the year and I'm like, oh, it's going to be, like, a pregnancy postpartum year. What can I do to, like, have the best experience possible? And I feel like it just feels more like I'm a coach to myself and I'm, like, my athlete or my student. I'm like, all right, let's do this. What do we got coming up, you know?
Yeah,
let's make this great
really
experience
nice.
For you. So rather like shepherding myself rather than like whipping myself.
So you're excited at the new year.
Yeah, I'm always excited about a new year.
And I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I just think it doesn't have to be this like hateful or like self-hating thing.
Yeah. I just feel like it's a great time to reflect.
Reflect.
Because yes. It's like, yeah. Okay, or like everything slows down. You have more time to like think. And I really like taking the time to really reflect and be like, okay, what changes do I want to make? Yeah. What are my goals for the year? I like, weekly things, monthly things, yearly things. Like, I like planning that way and, like, making goals like that. Like, people are like, it's just another day. Who cares?
No,
I'm
it's
like,
not.
No, it's, like, more exciting to plan when it's like, ooh, the new year. Like, I feel like it just gives you, like, an extra push.
Excitement.
To, like, take some steps. It's like people are like, who cares about Valentine's Day? Show your love every day.
Yeah, but it's like,
but
why
it's
not?
Like a good
and
day.
It's Valentine's Day. I so disagree with that, because then it's just like, oh, so every day you're supposed to be living everything up to the maximum. It's like, no, sometimes you need reminders, and that's a good thing.
Duh.
Embrace it.
Yeah. So I like
marking the passage of time personally.
I have one wrench to throw in that I keep seeing. What about, have you seen this? These people that say, this is not the time of year for goals.
Oh, like hibernation?
This is like the hibernation rest.
Interesting. But maybe that's
have
a goal.
Soup.
That sounds like a goal to me.
Which is kind of ruining it for me a little bit, because I love this. I love a good goal, okay? I love a good plan. I love a good list. And I really enjoy New Year's. Love it every time. And it's so fun. And it gets me through my seasonal depression every year. But that was kind of hitting me. I'm like, they're like, this is just time to rest and hibernate.
Ooh.
But
so you can't think and make a plan?
Yeah, that's what
they're
saying.
No brain power?
They're saying wait until spring. I can't wait until spring.
But you could plan. Okay, my plan and my goal is to rest this winter, and then spring I'm going to do this and that.
Yeah, and just because you're making goals doesn't mean that your goal has to be this rigid thing of, all right, I need to change myself. I'm going to wake up at 4, get in a nice bath, hit the gym for 2 hours. It's like,
that
doesn't have to be your goal. You can do that if you want, or maybe summertime might be a better time to start with the ice baths if that's what you want to do. But like, yeah, winter is more of like a slower time.
That's
just human nature.
Yeah, that was hitting me, and I was like,
I agree. I've been seeing that too.
You know what winter is a time for?
Don't have a goal. I
love goals.
I personally believe that winter is the time to get rid of all of your things.
So true.
Yeah. Declutter.
What else are you supposed to do?
Well, yeah, because
you're
spending so much time inside. I've been drinking like 3 cups of tea a day.
Too.
Trying to get to like the winter like hygiene thing. Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yeah. The Danish thing.
Wait, what? It's literally what you're talking about. It's like winter time. Yeah. In order for it to not be depressing, you have to lean into the coziness. Like, light candles in your house. Bake fresh bread. Make some soup.
I made my dirty chai latte I told you guys about.
Yeah, make your house smell like good things.
Oh, my God.
I've been baking. I just made banana bread muffins today. Like, I'm just the smell. I can't really smell, but, you know. Normally, I can smell.
Max can smell it.
I know. Nick always has sinus infections. I think it's from doing construction and his nasal cavities, I don't know, being destroyed, but... all of my perfumes, I'm like, hey, can you smell?
No.
I was like, I can't smell.
Yeah, you were yesterday, you were like, smell my perfume. And I was like, I literally can't smell it.
It's ruining my life.
I don't smell anything.
No. Like,
it's from Holes.
Yes.
Guys.
Oh, I don't remember
anything.
Remember,
when they
he's
get the
trying
to not smell.
Yeah, he's like, it was peaches.
Oh, okay.
Full circle.
Okay. Yeah, I love that movie, but I don't
Holes
remember.
Holes is so good.
I love that.
Digging
up. Okay, anyway.
Holes, digging. Yeah.
Did you read the book?
No.
It's really good.
Oh, I read it. It was good. I show Barrett that song.
Yeah. Also, reading. That's another nice thing. I just got a new book. That's a nice thing to do in the winter, reading.
And the summer.
Okay, so no one can have goals. Got it.
Well, yeah,
no,
that was
goals.
That was messing with me, because I'm like, wait, should I not be doing my walks in the morning? And should I just be laying in my bed like this?
No. Don't do that.
But
do
your walks in the morning.
This week I've been doing it religiously all week, and it's been amazing.
But Christina, what you're talking about, from what I can hear of your morning routine, is not like push it to the limit. It's gentle.
Yeah, gentle.
Taking care of yourself. That doesn't go against what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like my heart rate is not like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not
like
you're
just
sweating
walking
all
right?
over the place.
You're just doing a walk. Weights. You're not sprinting.
No.
Yeah, I just think we need to broaden our vision of goals.
Low impact.
Yeah. They can be so many different. Some seasons of life, you can be in a resting season where you're kind of burned out.
Or that's your goal is to rest.
Like, I'm feeling a little lethargic. I want to get moving and get my heart rate pumping. Like, there's just different times in life. It doesn't have to be one thing.
It's just where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it has to be a specific type of thing.
Yeah.
If you're want to rest more, you can have a goal to rest.
Yeah.
And I think there's so much temptation in our modern society with the influx of technology to just be on autopilot. And it's so good to take the time. People were on autopilot so much,
no thoughts.
Whereas to step and zoom out of your life and be like, okay, let me reflect, how am I doing? How's my health? How's my well-being? How are the things that I want to do in life? Is there anything I want to work on or change? Zoom out and reflect. We don't do that enough, just naturally, because there's so much distraction in our lives with technology and our phones and TV shows. There's always noise. So it's really good to take that time to reflect. I love it.
So then let's talk about word of the year. First of all, who likes it or doesn't like it and why?
I love it. I love word of the year.
And why?
So I like word of the year because, I've done, everyone's different. I think everyone should just do what you like. I'm saying I'm not against goals. I know some people love making a list of specific goals, and I used to do that, and I never would do them, and then I would feel really bad about myself. And that's why I like word of the year, because to me, word of the year is a theme, and it's sort of like a check back in, and again, I really think for me, it only works when I do it prayerfully. And I ask God, what's my word of the year? What do you want me to focus on? And then something always comes to me after that. So, yeah, I like it. I think to me, and a lot of times I don't know exactly what the theme is going to turn out to be. My word that I just prayed about this and it kind of hit me is belong.
Interesting.
I love that.
Yeah, and I went back and forth between several words, and that was the one that just kept...
Not even Polar Express. No. Believe. Oh. Never mind. But
I think that might be one of... It might be one of them.
Yeah, where he's like... It.
Yeah, I think one of the things I realized is that I think motherhood threw me into a tailspin with my community, friendships type of vibe, and I think I just kind of didn't really know what to do in sort of survival mode. And I'm going into another season of survival mode. I'm about to have another baby. And I know this year is going to be crazy, but I still, and this is how I think the word's going to play out. I don't know, because by the end of the year, it could be different. But I really want to invest more in my friendships and community. That's a big part of it for me. Because I think I just kind of felt isolated the last 2 years. I've had a lot of conversations with Max, who are my friends? I know I have friends, but it's am I investing in them? Am I available to them? Am I showing up for them? Obviously, I have a lot going on with two toddlers and I'm working and stuff, but I need friends. We all need friends. We all need community. And I'm kind of convicting myself, I need to be the friend that I'm looking for people. And that,
love it.
That I think is my biggest focus of the year. As weird as it is, because it's a postpartum baby year, but that's just the word that came to me. So I'm like,
I feel like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Need support.
Yeah. Reaching out and not being afraid to ask for help.
Yes. I support that.
I've been really thinking about that lately because I've heard several things on podcasts and in books I've read that people actually like to help.
Yes, they do.
You like to help.
No, I love helping. You love helping. I always assume that if I ask someone to help, it's annoying or they don't want to, or I'm just adding to their life and they already have too much going on. And it's but actually, apparently, there's some altruism thing where it makes people feel really good to help.
Yeah, and it just depends, Kat. Sometimes, it's I don't really want to do that. But sometimes, yes, I do. I'm busy sometimes. I'm not busy other times. It's not that everyone wants to help every second of their life. But overall, you want to help people out if you have, the time and space you want to.
Also, that's part of the reason why you need, a broad community, because... You need sources you can ask for help, because not everyone can do everything at the same time.
Who's the broad community?
You better get one. No, if you only have one friend, you can ask for help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You are never going to ask for help because you're It's so much riding on that one ask. And then if you can't be helped, then it's just like done.
Well, yeah. One of the things I want to do before the baby comes is I want to, instead of having a baby shower, I want to have a nesting party.
Yes.
Where you like invite like your friends and like sisters over, and then you like, they help you like make meals, get the nursery ready. You guys basically did that for me.
We kind of did that before Barrett.
Yes. No, yeah. Christina, we did that the day you went into labor with Barrett.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was the day.
And it's interesting because I was just learning from my doula about how like certain hormones make you feel like secure and like get and safe.
Well, that was my placenta detaching.
Well, that's different. True. Oh, that's true. That was different. But it's weird to me that
maybe
like
it felt safe to
that
detach.
Day, your body's like, all right, time to have the baby.
Like, time to start hemorrhaging. That's what happened.
Yeah. It's okay. We've both been there.
But I don't know. I just think America
that
is
was
like
fun having everyone over, and Ariel set up my organization of the clothing system that still exists to this day.
Cute.
With those bins.
Yeah, that was so nice. I got back from the hospital. They had cleaned up my house.
Oh, yeah, we did a lot of stuff.
And, like, set up all this stuff. One of my friends had bought a meal over, and it was in the fridge. And it was just, like, I was had such a rough week in the hospital. And coming home to that, I was so, like, touched. And I felt like I wasn't alone.
Yeah.
And that was such a gift to me. Like, I don't know, more than any, like, I don't know, that was just such a gift. So that's what I want
to
do this time.
They do.
Especially when it's, like, a group activity, too. It's fun. Yeah. Like, many hands make the work light.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's major key.
And if you think about how we have existed anthropologically throughout the ages, everyone is always together, raising children together.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how it's supposed to be.
Like, all the women of the community are raising their kids together instead of, like, everyone so individual. Just alone.
It's supposed to be like that.
Yeah, I was just listening to a podcast with John Delaney. He's like a psychologist, I think. And he was saying how, like,
I see him on TikTok all the time.
Yeah, he has some really good stuff. And he's done a lot of work with people in like crisis situations and stuff. And he's talking about how like American culture and like Western culture in general, like one of the bad sides of all the progress we've made and all the like industrial stuff and the entrepreneurism and stuff is like this very individualistic attitude.
Yes.
Where we're like so individual that people are afraid to ask anyone because they think they should do everything themselves.
Yeah.
And
but
I just
never been the way that it's been.
And other people, when you ask other people for help, then they feel safe to ask you for help too.
Yeah.
Like I was sick a few weeks ago and one of my friends offered to make me chicken soup and I would have been like, oh my gosh, no, she has three kids. Like, that's way too much to ask. Like, I'll just tell her I'm fine. I don't need it. And I was like, you know what? That would be amazing. And she offered and it was so sweet.
If they offer, you got to say it.
Yeah. And I'm like, that was so, and it literally like carried me through like two or three more days of like my children puking. Like, it was just a highlight to have that soup. So
it means so much.
And now I'm like, I got to make soup for someone when they're sick next. Like, I got to give back.
That was so
pay it forward.
So what do you guys think of words of the year?
I don't have them. Okay. Yeah, I've never really done the word of the year.
You don't
thing.
Really want to?
I don't know why. I just never think about it. I like,
are you a goal girly instead?
I have the same goals that I make every single year.
Oh, live, laugh, love.
Maybe I'm not working.
To release my music.
That's a good goal.
But like, releasing music, doing creative, like, it's the same kinds of things. Cause like I know the kind of life that I want to lead and the hobbies that I want to do.
I just
keep doing.
It's kind of like your weekly schedule. You're like, the goals are just the same every year.
Yes. I got it. I'm like really getting a handle.
Okay.
But more like a mental growth.
Do you like a word of the year?
I feel like it doesn't really hit for me. Like, I feel like I do think of a word of the year, but I don't like remember it throughout the year. Like, it's not something that I would like keep coming back to, because I feel like I'm more like word of the quarter. I feel like I change so much that it's like this quarter. Is this word, and then in a few months I'm like, okay, now I have another word. So it's like, I mean, I do have a word for right now, which is like enjoy and receive.
I love that.
But I don't know that that's my word of the year, but it's my word right now that I was thinking of.
I love that.
I don't know why, but the twins always say
winter.
Enjoy. Like, I'll give them their food and they'll say enjoy.
Enjoy.
Wait. Yes, they say
that's so.
I think they got it from Blue's Clues. But yeah, when you say enjoy,
they just give commercial. Like, they're always
enjoy.
Delicious.
When I give Barrett stuff now, he says thank you, sweetheart.
It's so cute. He's already patronized.
No, because mom. I was like, where'd you get that? He's like, Mimi.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. That's so really cute.
I love that. Those are good words, though. Enjoy.
Yeah, because that's kind of my New Year's goal. That's the thing. I was sitting trying to make all these goals, and it's like, I did make goals, but, you know, I'm a very intuitive person.
Love that.
And it just wasn't really hitting. Like, and it wasn't that the goals were wrong. Like, I still have the goals, but it's like, these goals are not, like, the direction, though, the thing to focus on, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And I felt like I needed something else. And that is kind of what I landed upon, actually, when Lisa and Chad went into this whole thing to me. They're like, asking about my dating life, and then just went into this life thing, talking about, you know, you gotta live life to the fullest. You gotta enjoy life. Like, it was better than that, but that was, like, the recap. And I was like, this is so true. Because for me, it's like, I feel like this last year was like, find that grit, find that energy, like, work through the pain, blah, 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 which was good. Like, that's real. That's part of life. But then I'm like, okay, I have that. I understand that I can do that. But then I don't need to be like, life is suffering. And you just have to suffer through it. It's like, I need to find, like, the joy in life and, like, have fun and, like, just figure out what that looks like to me to live a life where, like, I am, like, working hard, doing the hard things, like, self-growth, that, but also, like, finding joy and not like pushing so hard. So that's like my thing right now, which is interesting because on my quest of the last few weeks of trying to be like, what would life look like if I just wanted to enjoy life? And what I found was self-care, actually. Like, not like at first I was like, oh, I need to like plan all these fun things to like have fun, enjoy life, but it like wasn't really hitting right. So I'm like, okay, I'm not like super like fun girly that's like, oh, I gotta do this, that. Like, some people are. That's not quite me. It's like more of like,
I relate to that. I'm like, that's not me.
Plan fun things, but not like all the time because it's just too much for me. And I'm like finding that I really actually enjoy doing all this self-care stuff. And like, you sent me that fear-mongering TikTok about dust mites, and I'm like, oh my gosh, now I'm washing my sheets twice a week. And I'm doing, I bought little
twice a week?
Yes, Amy. And I bought these like little towels that are like for babies. They're like muslin towels.
Oh my
but
gosh, to
wash my face every night, I just use one and then I put it in the hamper because you're not supposed to use the same towel more than once on your face, which I didn't know. So I just like have been really looking into like, you know, all the self-care girlies on TikTok. I'm like, what do people do? Like, because I just don't really, I feel like just for so long it was just like, I'm so tired and depressed or anxious or like, I don't want to do these extra things. Like, it's like, I don't need to like oil my hair. It's like not that serious, you know? Or like, I don't need to like do like focus on these things that to me just felt like kind of pointless. Cause I think that, okay, this sounds kind of bad, but I think that I thought that like, oh, people put all this effort into like self-care stuff because they think they're ugly if they don't, but I don't think that I'm ugly. So I don't even
That's so funny.
But I realized that it's not about being ugly.
Well, sometimes I think that is what they think.
Okay, but like, I'm not like, oh, I need to have shiny hair so that I have perfect hair.
It's relaxing, I don't care, and fun.
But I'm like, oh, it's nice to actually like think about my hair and the health of it.
It's like tuning into your body in the moment and like you're aware of like how your scalp feels. It's literally sometimes it's not even about really what you're doing. It just doesn't really matter. It's just like tuning into your body and focusing on yourself for a moment and just relaxing is the best.
Like, so weird, but I would like I bought scalp oil and I brushed my hair like from like the forehead back, And I was like, whoa, I have not had my hair brushed like this or brushed my hair like that since I was a child.
Oh,
when you guys would do your pampering days.
Yes.
For me.
Oh,
and I was like, wait, this feels so nice and pampering just to brush my hair. I don't know why. Just
every day when I do that,
forehead back. Yeah. And now I do that every night before I go to bed. Because I thought that would ruin my hair. Because, you know, you brush it and it looks dumb when you have, waves. But if I do it before I go to bed, it actually doesn't ruin it.
I see.
And it's, less tangled and doesn't have scary knots in it.
You do that. Normally, you can only do it when your hair is wet.
Well, normally, I'd only brush my hair before I take a shower.
Oh.
So that I could wash it. But I didn't want to brush it because it would ruin my waves. But I realized, if I just brush before I go to bed, it doesn't ruin them. And then it's just better. So, yeah, it's just these little things that I was just like, why would I care about that? But I realize I do care and it's enjoyable.
I love that. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, it's so weird because I'm like, there's so much life to live, actually, when you keep up with things.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, instead of me just being like, okay, after today, going home, be like, well, gonna lay there, whatever, might think of something too, maybe not. I'm like, oh, I actually made a schedule of days of the week where it's like, oh, I do this on this night and this on that night, and oh, I do my groceries this night, I cook this night,
I love it.
I do a hair mask this day. So it's I actually have things to do in the evening that before, I feel like those things were stressful to me of oh, I have to do this dumb thing, I don't want to do it, but I have to do it, okay. But somehow I changed my mindset and I'm like, oh, it's fun and feels good.
Yes.
Wow, I'm a person.
I love it.
I love that for you.
So that's my goals and New Year's resolution, whatever, is enjoy life, which really took me to self-care and eating really good. High quality food that tastes really good and cooking a lot instead of just do this microwave thing because I have no energy. Meal prepping and planning and actually eating really good food that makes you feel good.
I love that. Love it.
So that's me.
So that's me. I didn't do a word of the year last year. I don't really do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
But some years I just feel the vibes, the spirit. But
love the spirit.
Okay, but then I accidentally found mine when we were talking about something at some point. I don't know, was this on the podcast? Was this us talking? That my quarterly word is rebuild, basically.
Ooh.
Which is what I've already been doing. Which it just, so since getting pregnant the first time in 2019, yeah, it's just been quite the ride. I just feel so much has been stripped away. And so much has been lost or abandoned, basically, mm-hmm. of who I am and what I do and what I enjoy and how I live my life. And even my body being able to function.
Yeah.
I didn't run or jump for most of last year, at all, because of my pelvic floor. It just was a lot. So
can you jump now?
Yes, I can jump. Well, I mean, I could. It's just I would feel it. And it was not right.
Mm.
It was not right. So it, yeah, and having the kids 2 years apart, I didn't recover quite enough in the middle. I wasn't sure. And then I figured out after it wasn't quite enough recovery time for me. So I'm really in a rebuilding phase and it feels so good because I'm actually seeing it happen of just rebuilding my physical health, my mental health. I mean, like I said, last year it was not
tough time.
It was not a good one for the mental health.
No.
Most of the first three quarters are two thirds. The last part was a lot better, but I mean, that was the beginning of last year. I had a 5 month old. And I was so sleep deprived and I had postpartum depression. And then a couple months later, my postpartum depression was going to peak and be really, really severe. So it was just not the best. So there was a lot to recover from last year.
Mm-hmm.
a lot. You know, I'd birthed a 10-pound baby. Just a lot.
That's crazy.
It was a lot. Not that a heavier baby means things are going to be so much worse, but it is more weight that you are carrying.
Literally.
The whole time. So it's a lot of weight that you're carrying.
Yeah.
It's wild. So, yeah, rebuilding. I have been rebuilding, which is cool. So that's kind of at least quarterly right now. I'm really focusing on myself and trying to rebuild my muscles.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gain a lot of muscle.
I want to go on a weightlifting journey so bad. I just never do.
So do it.
Oh my gosh,
I know. I need to get dumbbells in my room. That's
you
the only way I will lift
to
a weight.
Do it.
Go to the store.
That is the only way I will lift a
Pick
weight.
Pick up some dumbbells. Put them in your room.
I used to go to the gym.
I know. It's too intimidating.
There's so many body weight exercises as well.
I aged out of my parents' membership. True. So, and I don't want to pay for it.
Well, but Amy, you don't need to go to the gym.
Yeah, you don't need the gym.
I just
the gym
need to get
you.
Some good dumbbells in you my just, room. Yeah. I just need like two sets of like just a few to start me off. But yeah.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Yeah, I have some, but they're in my room. So.
Exactly.
Building muscle is so life-changing. Oh, my God.
I know.
Just saying.
I used to be so into weightlifting and exercising so much as a teenager and, like, beyond. I was always, like, at the gym. Always walking, running,
gym.
Jumping, and now I haven't gone to gym
jumping?
For evs. Yeah.
On oh, you jump roped, too.
Yeah, I was jump roping. I was
yeah,
trampolining.
Yeah, you did all that stuff.
I miss
it. I was punching. It was great. You want to get a trampoline.
Seeing our brother's weightlifting competition really inspired me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love lifting weights. It's so fun. I
it
feel like so,
so
powerful.
It was so fun. If you guys saw, a couple of us posted on our stories. They do a weightlifting competition on Thanksgiving and Christmas morning. I don't know why. And my husband joined too. It was really funny. It was so entertaining. Anyway, that partially inspired me as well. But yeah, so that's mine. Did I cover it all, I think? Rebuilding. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I feel like I've always had this like vision of the person I want to be, which is why my goals don't really change. I just have not been getting them. But I feel like this year, yes, like I have this vision and I know what I want to be, but like I'll get off track for all these different reasons of like, you know,
reasons. I don't have enough of a vision of more of who I want to be.
I feel like I have the vision now where I can look at it's struck me because I literally went on a tear the other day. I was like, I need to finish my room. And wouldn't you know it? I went, first of all, my best friend is Notion. That is the best app in the world. I was building all these pages for my entire life.
Wait, what app?
Notion.
Oh, Notion.
I thought you said an ocean.
Yeah, I thought you said your best friend is an ocean.
That's what I thought you said.
N-O-T-I-O-N, potentially is how you spell it.
Wait, N-I-O?
N-O-T-I-O-N. Yeah, that's what I thought I said. I don't know. But I was like, okay, I need to change my room, finish my room. I redid my tapestry. I like got new bedding. I can like see what I want now and like actually do it. Like, and it became very clear when I was going through all my clothing. Oh, excuse me. And I could actually tell like, oh, I don't want this. Because before I'd be like, oh, what if I want it? It's cute. But then I like could clearly see the difference between like something that I thought was cute and something that I was going to actually like wear or be.
That's
want.
Another thing. I'm trying to wear way more cute clothes in my house and out of my house.
Guys, I got
like
agree.
When no one's really, when I'm not doing anything special, I want to wear more cute, not like nice, but cute.
But cute, yeah.
I can't
cute
look,
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to, yeah, I can't just wear black t-shirts every day anymore.
That's
and you
hard.
Look in the mirror and you're just like, eh. I want to be like, ooh, cute, fun. I feel like
yeah,
I used
girl.
To do that all the time. And then, not anymore.
Yeah.
I need
you
to wear
like lounge wear that
cute,
you like.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Cute and comfortable.
It's just so
coexist.
Wild. I've never been able to like give away all the stuff, and I like lightened my load so much.
That is so
I went to the freaking, I had Christian come over, my little brother, and he like put up new curtains for me, put in new
Aww.
Light bulbs for me.
He did?
He took everything downstairs I needed to take downstairs.
Ooh, come to
I
my
got
house,
rid of
Christian.
A broken vacuum I've been meaning to rid of for like a year. I got
Aww.
Rid of a toaster that was broken, like all the stuff I was like got out of my house. And it feels like a new place in my spirit.
Wow.
You know what
it
else?
It feels so cleared.
I realized I needed to cut a bunch of my shirts and actually probably my sweatshirt. I did one already where you like have it a little bit more open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You because a high, yeah, the high neckline for me is not my number one.
Yeah.
It's not my best neckline.
I was literally just thinking about that today.
Me too.
If you sit and you wear these high necks all the time, well, sometimes it's just not right.
Remember when we were kids in musical theater, we were cut all of our shirts.
I was thinking about Debbie and her shirt.
We did it because of our musical theater director.
No, she I was thinking about her all week and I was like,
I literally
she had these amazingly cut shirts.
The reason was because one of the twins had like a slit in their shirt that it came that way. And Max was like, oh, did you cut a slit in their shirt? I'm like, no, it came that way. And then I was thinking, I used to cut all my shirts.
Yes,
that's on track.
It's so fun.
Yes, I was cutting some t-shirts over. Yes, gotta let your collarbones breathe. I'm telling you, I'm just not for the high necks. They're not for me. So t-shirts, I'm in these high neck black t-shirts all day, and then I just look in the mirror. I'm just like, it ain't right. Anyway, because I saw this thing about which like body types, I can't even remember, are better for high neck versus not high necks. And mine is not supposed to be having all these high neck things. So they got to be like the right thing.
I like high neck usually.
Yeah, I remember being like, oh, Lauren looks good in them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not me. Depending on what it is. It's got to be just right.
Yeah, it's got to be the right one.
So nobody cares, but I just had to say that. Okay. So that's that. I would say we should go to our five perspectives. Did we get Lisa's?
Yeah.
We have Lisa's.
Yay!
Lisa's pov for this.
Guys, this episode has been really fun.
Love it.
I liked it.
Love reflecting.
Okay, our five povs. We'll end it with Lisa's pov. So what is your or are your biggest phobias? A phobia is really like...
Like terror.
Like not like
absolute terror.
Needles.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
so afraid of any needle coming near me.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
Mine used to be blood and needles until I had to do my shot every day, and then I got over. I would almost faint every time. I would just about faint every time.
Yeah, that's
but
why
I
I'm
got
not
over
afraid.
That used to be mine. Blood. I couldn't even say, but I'd be like B-L-O-O. Like it was the worst.
What are my biggest phobias?
I got over that.
I think my
parallel parking.
Yes!
Amy, what are your biggest phobias? I feel like you have a lot.
I'm scared, but I feel like I'm
But what's her actual phobia?
I'm like, okay, I'm scared of everything, but I'm not like actually horrifyingly terrifying.
Are you
everything.
Not?
Like I am, but nothing
I don't
is
know
like.
What you're like, I can't do it.
Okay.
Oh, yogurt.
Yes!
Amy has
yes!
A yogurt!
Is that a phobia?
You
or is Amy. Like a giant
yes.
reaction.
She's like, huh.
You like are about to throw
it.
It's more like a disgust.
Out.
No, I feel like
Amy
disgust
has
is different than fear.
She like runs
I
away screaming.
I have a phobia of it because it's so disgusting, and
oh
I don't. Want
okay, then my number one is obviously mayonnaise. If someone had that in this room right now, it's not allowed in my house. Thank goodness I married someone who agrees.
You gotta,
or we'd have a problem.
We might have a problem.
Wasps. / bees.
Oh, I am really scared of those.
I live in fear that one's in my car. I live in
ew.
Because then you're driving, and if you're somewhere that you can't pull over.
Oh my gosh.
One time there was a beetle in my shoe when I was driving, and it bit my toe.
Ew, ew, ew.
And I didn't know what it was.
Oh my
well, listen, here's why I especially have a fear of wasps, because I had two really bad experiences. One, where I was riding a dirt bike, and it flew into my helmet right here, and then it fell into the mouth part of the helmet. So it was sitting there in the mouth part while I was riding. The second one, very similar. I was riding my bike, and a wasp flew into my helmet, and it fell into my shirt.
Ew,
and it stung me multiple times in my shirt.
Wait, you know what I have a fear of, actually? Pizza rolls, because you bite them, and they always fly out the back, and I got a like second-degree burn on my chest from a pizza roll.
They always what?
Why are you eating it when it's boiling
out
hot?
The back.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have a latex allergy, so I put a Band-Aid over, so I had a burn and then latex allergy rashes around it.
Me, you gotta let it cool.
So bad. Kat, even if it's cool, it's still
it's not gonna
so
give you a burn
hot.
If it's cool.
Kat, it's those things get so hot. I haven't had them since.
Who am I to talk? I just scarfed down a bowl of chili a couple nights ago and burned my tongue really
bad.
So, you know.
Kat, it just went. But
that's my worst problem,
it's
actually.
So bad.
That I always, every single day, I burn my mouth.
Yeah, well,
every
the problem was
day?
I was at a meeting.
Yeah, my tongue right now is burned.
I was like, it meeting hurts. And I was like, when is this meeting going to be over? I'm so hungry. So sitting there, I was getting more and more hungry. And then I was finally like, can I get some food? I ate my chili food so fast because I was so hungry.
You're pregnant.
Exactly. Oh, I see, I see. My fear, I think my biggest fear that I've had so many nightmares of is claustrophobia.
Yeah.
I have had so many fears where suddenly I get locked in this little space and I'm like, and I can't get out and I'm like pushing and pushing.
I hate being underground.
Have you ever seen
parking garages? Even getting in crowds sometimes, or if I'm in an elevator with a bunch of people, I get so anxious. Like, I'm going to get trapped. I hate this. Yes. And I hate being on planes when you're so like close with people and you're like, I can't move.
My real biggest phobia is not being able to park. That is my biggest fear.
Like, there's no parking where you go.
There's no parking. And I'm going to
die. And then you're
going to
be so late because you have to park 20 minutes walk away.
It's not even you're going to be late. It's you're never going to get there. You're going to be circling forever. What?
Eventually
you'll never
you
find
park.
Where you're
park.
Park
somewhere.
No, you're
there's
never going
to. There's somewhere to park.
I have that phobia.
That is my biggest phobia.
I don't have that.
No, Amy and I together one time.
It's not good. We're like, where's the park? We were trying to figure out where to park.
Wait, I'm not going to say my number one phobia. You guys already know what it is. I'm not going to say it because I don't want anyone to have any ideas. My number one phobia I am that I actually do think about every day, I'm not going to say.
Oh, I don't think about it every day.
Every night.
Wait, Kat, have you ever seen the videos of people like, I don't know, it's called caving or something, where they're in a cave?
It's so scary.
If that was me, the cave is going to collapse on me and I'm going to like suck
it. It looks like they're going to get stuck.
That is literally where my mind goes.
That is such a nightmare.
Caves like that all the time.
I watch all of them.
I feel like our brother Michael would do that.
Also, I do think spiders are probably my second highest.
Yeah.
I have had so many nightmares of getting covered in spiders.
Ew.
They're up there. But
then it's like, out of fear factor.
Oh, when you're the mom, then you have to be like, oh, I'll get the spider, and you have to like get over your fear.
Thankfully, we don't have a bunch of big trees. Oh. My theory is that if you live in a house with a bunch of big trees, you will have constant spider problems.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen one in our house.
I haven't either.
You know what? There was a wasp in my house and I called two of my brothers. I'm like, I called three. I called Nick. I'm like, do you have a friend who can come over? I called Alex. Could you come over? I called Michael. Could you come over? And then one of them came over.
I'm a little bit afraid of wasps, but not really.
That's why I have that zap. Like, okay, we're done. Let's get Lisa's. Lisa. What do you think Lisa's is? I just trust you. Phobia?
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, guys. Lily, shh. Hey, guys. It's your girl, Lisa, checking in for the podcast. My biggest phobia. Yeah, I'm talking, Lil. My biggest phobia. I don't know. I don't feel like I have that many phobias that come to mind directly, but I don't feel like I used to have a big problem with heights, but suddenly the last few years, like, I see a video on Instagram of some maniac hanging off the top of a building or something, and you can see, like, from their point of view looking down, hands just start sweating, and my heart starts racing, and I'm just looking at a video. So I think I'm starting to have a fear of heights. Mm. I don't know. Caution of heights? Something. That's all I can really think of, though.
Amen. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
That was funny.
Okay. Have you guys ever walked on those bridges? Right, Max and I just did this. We went on a hike like a few months ago. Those bridges that like kind of like move that are like those
are
wooden
cool
ones that like buckle kind overcome of. Those are so skin contact.
I like they're fun.
I think I
feel like you're gonna fall.
Like heights.
Yeah.
I don't like
but
heights.
But I get a
no
headache from being too like altitude too high. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Sister Spotlight. Each week, a different sister has a spotlight on her. We have Get Real with Christina, Sappy or Sassy Thoughts with Kath, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Current Amy's Rants and Raves, and Lauren's Take. And this week, the sister is... Ding! Catherine! Sappy or Sassy?
Okay, so today's Sappy Thought is kind of going off of my theme of my word of the year. And really, it started out one way, but I'm going to add something else to it. Okay, so what I originally wanted to say was, I might have said this before, but it bears repeating. Go where you're wanted.
Oh, I love it.
And basically what I mean by that, I don't remember where I heard this. It was some book I read, I can't remember, years ago. And basically, I just want to, you know, I'm speaking to you, but I'm also speaking to myself. You are a good person and you are a good friend and you deserve to be valued. And if you're in a relationship or a friendship where you're not being valued, don't go there. Go to the people. Like, I even sometimes will just look at my phone. I'm like, who's texted me recently? Who's called? Who's asked me to hang out? And like, I should be reciprocating to those people. Mm. Why is it that a lot of times the people that are showing up for us are the ones that we don't even respond to? Mm. Or it's like we're always looking for the person that's unavailable. I know I am. Like, it's like an avoidant tendency. And then ignoring the people that are so like consistent with us and showing up. Mm. So I just wanted to like convict you. Go where you're wanted.
Love it.
And the second half of that thought is that, and I think I said this before, but I'm also just think it's something good to repeat. In the new year of 2024, or maybe you're watching this in the future, the new year of 2041.
Okay. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Whatever year it is when you're watching this video, because these things will live on forever. Is that not a weird thought?
It is weird.
But our podcast is going to be on watching it in 2041. Years after we, well, you know,
unless
pass
the platform.
That's crazy.
Dies. Then it'll be gone.
Oh, yeah.
It which you probably will.
Explodes into smithereens.
Like Vine. It's all gone.
I don't anyway. Want
it. But yeah. No matter what year it is, you deserve to belong.
Amen.
And if
no
you
matter
feel,
what year.
If you feel like, I'm, like that's my goal going into this new year, but really this is like a life thing. And I'm hoping that that practicing it consciously this year will help me cement it for years to come. Like, you deserve to belong. And if you feel isolated, or you feel that you don't have great friends, or you don't have community, you don't have anywhere to go, you don't have plans, like, I really encourage you to be the one to create that. Like, maybe you have like 5 acquaintances, gather them up, start a dinner group, and everyone bring a dish. Like make opportunities for people to come together. You be the one to do it. If you feel lonely, then be the one to reach out. It's like, I feel like a lot of times we're just lonely and we're like waiting for other people to reach out to us. But I just want to convict you again. You got to reach out. And whoever's watching this, if this is like sticking with you, like, it's probably a sign that you should reach out. Make some plans. Make it once a month, you know, like, or ask someone to go on a walk. Text someone that you're thinking of them. I've been trying to do this thing lately where I'm like, when I think of people, I'm just going to send them a quick voice memo.
Cute.
I'm going to update them on my life really quick. Sorry, guys, my sinus infection is really coming out. I'm going to update them on my life, and I'm going to say something encouraging for something that in their life. And yeah, it might sound cheesy or lame. Like, maybe people don't do that, or it's kind of out of the blue, or you're like, I don't want to be weird. But it's like, you know they're going to appreciate that. Who doesn't like to get like a little voice memo or text? Like,
I wish my friends would send me one.
Yeah. See? But you know what? Maybe you're the one that needs to send one.
I know.
Yeah, how great would it be to get a motivational text from Christina, or a encouraging word?
I would love it.
It would be fun.
So, yeah, I just think if you're really craving something, sometimes you have to give a little bit to, like, not that you should give it to get it. You know what I'm saying? But like, I just think you put it out in the world, like, what you give
maybe
comes
I should
back
do that
to
well
more.
It's like, do the things that you want other people to do for you,
yeah,
not because you want to do it for you, but because you want them to, you want to do that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, just I just want to empower
create
you
a new
that
dynamic.
Yes. If you're feeling lonely or disconnected going into this new year, which a lot of people are, it's like we live in a society of loneliness. It's like an epidemic right now.
I think you convinced me.
Reach out to people.
Reach out. Your friends would love to hear from you.
They would.
And a lot of times you're the one ignoring them. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm saying that to myself. I was ignoring them. That was bad. So don't do that.
Reach out, guys.
Turn over a new leaf.
New
for the grave.
Let's all do it.
2041. You got this.
New friends.
2041.
2041. Let's go.
Cool. All right. That's it. Have fun.
All right, guys, I just want to remind you, if you're not a patron, you can join our Patreon for $5 a month and you get the full episodes of every single episode of the podcast. It's on patreon.com/somerally. It's linked in the description and all the other stuff I said at the beginning of the episode. But yeah, just a reminder, if you're thinking about it, give it a try. Just try it for a month. See what you think. All right, that's the episode. Let us know. I'm sure you will. Let us know what you thought of the new setup. See if you guys liked it, or we'll shuffle around next week. I'm just kidding. It wasn't bad at all. It was great. I think it was good.
Yeah.
It's really easy for me to, like, well, I'm on the end, so it's easy from here. Yeah. So.
Well, I feel like I can see everyone easily from here.
Okay. So yeah, let us know. Thanks for your input. Love you guys. See you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.